短的啊。
No test in this segment, but there is a short essay to be written on this part.
就是我理想中的家庭。
That is my ideal family.
很简单啊。
Should be pretty easy.
那下面那个接下去一个题目就是教牧工作。
The next topic is pastoring.
那教牧工作这里写四节，我算来算去就是五节。
Although four are listed here, four verses, but I could count five.
但是星期六晚上大概 fellowship 吧，所以少掉一节，所以是四节。
So there will be four classes total on pastoring.
那礼拜天最后一节完，我们有一个考试。
After the last class on Sunday, we'll have a test on that.
就是考我们在上课啊翻过的圣经节哦，不会，我不会考我的想法，我是考圣经的怎么讲啊。
The test will be on the verses that we flip to during the classes on pastoring.
很简单啊，就是十个空格，那一格十分啊。
There are 10 blanks, and one blank is worth 10%.
都是很常用的圣经节，不会考你们那个没有不常用的啊。
These are common Bible verses.
所以你上课啊认真就会一百分了。
So if you pay attention during class, you should get about 100.
所以考试的目的哈，不是要为难你们。
The idea of the test is not to make it embarrass you.
是你们要是你们认真读啊。
But rather to promote a learning attitude.
我们现在进入基督化的家庭。
Next one, next topic we'd like to talk about is a Christ-like family.
我们有一个目标，就是家庭要教会化。
We have a goal that is to take the church attitude and have it in our family.
然后教会要家庭化。
And our church also has the flavor of a family.
教会家庭化就是表示教会要温暖要相爱，要和睦，像家庭一样。
That is to have a church with family flavors such as warmth, harmony.
彼此相爱
And to mutually love.
那家庭要像教会，就是要有属灵的气氛。
Family ought to be like a church, that is, it should have its spiritual nature.
所以基督化的家庭就是在家中有一个小的教会。
Therefore, a Christ-like family is a family which has a small church within it.
那如果我们家庭可以基督化，
Therefore, if our family can become Christ-like,
那我们在教会里面就比较容易过着一个就比较容易把教会推展成为一个家庭。
Then it is easier for us to transform our church into a family-like church.
家庭如果没有办法基督化，我们就不容易把教会建设一个像一个家庭。
If we cannot bring our family to be Christ-like, then it's difficult to have our church to be family-like.
好，那我们现在看第一点哈。
The first point.
基督化的家庭就是以基督为主的。
A Christ-like family has Christ as the head.
这个是约书亚记不是约翰福音，约书亚记二十四章。
This is Joshua 24.
约书亚记二十四章。
Please refer to Joshua 24.
十五节
，15.
约书亚记二十四章的十五节。若是你们以为侍奉耶和华不好，今日就可以选择要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们住在这边摩利亚的神呢？至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。这个是约书亚年纪大的时候对以色列百姓讲的。
These are words spoken by Joshua to the Israelites at his advanced age.
约书亚在年纪大的时候跟摩西一样对以色列百姓的信仰都有挂虑。
Just like Moses, Joshua, when he grew old, he had worries in his, as he thought about the Israelites.
摩西在《生命记》里面重复不断的一个主题。
And Moses in Deuteronomy repeated one theme.
你们如果敬拜真神，你们就会得福。
That you'll be blessed if you...if you fear your God.
你们如果离开神，你们就受咒诅。
If you depart from God, you will be cursed.
这个主题不断在《生命记》重复。
This theme is throughout Deuteronomy.
因为这个摩西在 带领以色列百姓当中，他就发现以色列百姓非常对神反抗性很强。
That throughout his leading of the Israelites, Moses felt that they're quite rebellious people.
那对神常常不信。
And often they have a non-belief towards God.
他要离世的时候，他很挂虑。
Therefore, before he departed from the world, he was very worried for them.
那约书亚要离世以前。
Before Joshua, near the end of his life,
他讲这一段话。
He said this.
那二十九节说约书亚就离世了，他活一百一十岁。
And verse 20, it talks about Joshua passing on.
啊，约书亚，他是啊二十岁以上出埃及男子能够进迦南的两个当中的一个。
Of the people that entered the land of Canaan, male over 20, Joshua was one of the two.
啊，所以可以想说，这个约书亚信仰啊很稳定。
That is to say, he has a very steadfast faith.
其他这个男性的哦，圣经说有六十万呢、啊，啊，其他的都死在旷野。
And the Bible records that the other male over 20, approximately 600,000, died in the wilderness.
但是他是六十万里面呢、啊，仅存的两个。
That out of the 600,000, he is the two that was picked out.
所以这个人一定信仰相当的好。
So we can that should tell us something about his faith.
啊，不然的话，他可能在下旷野死去了。
Otherwise, he would also die away in the wilderness.
那他这里告诉以色列百姓。
Here he instructs the Israelites.
啊，他说：“你们如果觉得拜神不好啊，那你就去拜偶像吧。”
If you feel that worshiping God is not your liking, you go ahead and worship idols.
啊，但是至于我跟我的家
，However, me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
我们必定以神为我们的主。
We will have Lord as our God.
啊，这句话讲很多事情了。
This statement means a lot of different points.
我讲一个基督化的家庭应该是以这句话为主。
I believe a family that is Christ-like should have this as their motto.
哦，有时候我们看信徒结婚啊，我就送给他一个匾额啊。至于我的家，啊，以必耶和华为主。
Often we give a present to a newlywed, and we will give something that says something like having Christ being the head of your family.
那不是说你这个东西把它挂在客厅，那你的家庭就基督化，没有这么简单的。
It doesn't mean that you hang up this gift on the wall, then therefore your family becomes Christ-like.
那还不简单吗？每个客厅卧室都挂哈。
If this is so, then you should hang one in every room of your house.
那这句话包括我们在生活当中的努力。
This statement includes our striving in our lives.
就是我们的家庭要以基督为主。
That is, our household should have Christ in the center.
那表面上来说啊，丈夫是太太的头。
On the surface, the husband is the head of the wife.
那太太是肋骨。
And the wife being the rib.
所以这个家庭要有次序。
Therefore, there should be order in the family.
这个不是尊贵卑贱的差别。
Again, this is not superiority or inferiority.
那两个人都是人，都是有灵魂的，都是有一样在神面前救恩都是一样的价值的。
Both are human beings, both have souls, and both have the chance of salvation in front of God.
但是神造夏娃。
But when God created Eve,
哦，他是从亚当的肋骨拿出来的。
He created her out of his rib.
他不是用亚当的头骨。
He did not.
头上面的骨头。
He did not take a part of his head.
那就高高在上了。
Or his skull.
他也不是用脚骨被踏在下面。
Nor did he use Adam's foot, a bone in his foot.
啊，刚好用一只肋骨，是最温暖的地方啊，接受保护。
Rather, he used a rib of Adam, which has the purpose of protecting the vital organs.
那保罗讲得更清楚啊。
Paul expounds on this.
他说：“先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。”
Paul says Adam was created first, then Eve.
接下去说，这个先犯罪的是夏娃，所以夏娃要顺服亚当。
Then he said that Eve was the first one to sin, therefore she ought to submit to Adam.
所以这个顺服啊，是我们一个非常家庭生活一个非常重要的功课。
Therefore, submissiveness is a homework for us when we come to establish a family.
做头也不简单啊。
However, being the head is not easy either.
那要做得好，那太太才容易顺服。
Only if you be a good head of the family can your wife submit to you.
那这个头包括正确的决定。
Being the head includes having wise decisions.
我们对整个家庭要走什么方向啊，要有正确的决定。
Now we need to make these vital decisions on which direction our family will take.
那头也包括要带领做 做头就是说在前面带领。
Being the head would also mean you have to guide the family at, in front.
那其实我们如果要讲说以基督为主到最后你会发现家庭的头真正是主耶稣。
In fact, if you continue to pursue a family with Christ in the center, after a while, the head becomes Christ.
所以这个跟教会一样。
This is the same analogy towards a church.
这个教会表面上有带领的人。
On the surface, you can see leaders of a church.
但是其实不是带领人在带领。
But in actual fact, they're not the leaders who are leading this church.
好像我们才问一个问题。
Often we ask a question.
说谁带以色列百姓出埃及啊？
Who led the Israelites out of Egypt?
对，杰森。 云柱火柱，圣经这样写吗？
Jason answer is a cloud of pillars of cloud, pillar of fire.
云柱火柱没有带他们过红海啊。
The pillar of fire and cloud did not lead them through the Red Sea.
你如果问那个小孩子，他一定讲摩西啊。
If you ask a little child, they'll answer Moses.
是不是？
Isn't it so?
那你再问，真的是摩西带他们出来吗？
Now you ask, is it really Moses?
是吗？ 你如果答案再深入下去，是神啊。
If you really consider this question, it is God who brought them out.
那是神借着摩西。
Moses was just a tool.
那家庭也是一样。
Just like a family.
真的丈夫是头吗？
Is the husband really the head of the family?
如果这个家庭是基督化。
If this family is a Christ-like family.
那个真的头是耶稣。
Then the head is actually Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣要借着这个丈夫来当头。
Then the husband is just a medium which Christ becomes the head of the family.
所以真正基督化的家庭是以基督为主为头的。
That is, a Christ-like family would have Christ as its head.
这有一点抽象，什么叫以基督为主？
This is rather abstract, the concept, having Christ as the head.
有几点。
But we broke it down to 4 points.
第一个, 在家庭里面要行神的道。
At home, the word of God must be practiced.
诗篇101篇第二节。
Please refer to Psalm 101, verse 3.
诗篇101篇第二节。
Psalm 101, verse 2.
我要用智慧行完全的道，你几时到我这里来呢？我要存完全的心行在我的家中。这个地方说，
Here it says，
所以我要用智慧行完全的道。I
will walk in the way with wisdom，
在我的家中存完全的心的行神的道。
In my household I will live a blameless life on the word of God。
所以这样看起来，这个大卫的家庭，他立一个志向，大卫的家庭要以神的道，要行神的，在家庭里面行神的道。That
David has a desire to walk in the way of the Lord in his house.
使徒行传记载，使徒教会3000个人受洗以后。In
the book of Acts, after the event where 3,000 were baptized.
他们生活有一个改变。They
undergone a transformation in their life.
你不要翻圣经，我问你，这个生活改变，根据。 第二章的42节吧，讲四点很重要的改变。
There are four main changes that they underwent in Acts 2 after they were baptized. What are they?
第一点是什么？
What's the first one?
恒心怎样？恒心遵守使徒的教训。 OK, 第二点。
That they adhere to the apostolic teachings. Secondly.
好，第二点。 第二点，彼此怎样？
They mutually what?
彼此交接。 那第三点，
they have close fellowship. Thirdly.
第三点，擘什么？ 擘饼。 第四点，祈祷。 这个四个变成他们生活的内容。
They 擘饼。
擘饼。
They broke bread together and also they prayed together. These constitute the four changes.
他们信耶稣第一个改变就是遵守使徒的教训。
That the first change they underwent was they adhere strictly to what the apostle taught.
使徒的教训就是耶稣的教训。
Apostolic teachings, of course, are Jesus' teachings.
就是神的话。
That is words of God.
所以信耶稣之后，这个神的话要成为我们人生最高的指导原则。
That after we believe in Christ, we have to take God's words as the highest principle that we hold.
好像一个国家的宪法。
It's like the constitution of a country.
你任何其他的法律不能抵触宪法。
That whatever laws cannot overrule the constitution.
所以我们在家庭里面，爸爸妈妈兄弟姐妹大家都会有意见。
In a family, we have many members, father, mother, children, everyone has their own opinion.
但是不能够抵触神的法、神的道理的精神。
But no one's opinion could ever overrule the spirit of having Christ as the head.
好，我听过一个父母在告诉他的孩子。
I've heard a set of parents talking to their child.
说你暑假去打工可以。
They said it's okay to get a summer job.
啊，但是你绝对不能够找一个工作，你安息日要上班。
But you can never go and work on Sabbath day.
好，这个父亲就是以基督为主，虽然他是家庭的主，但是他是以神的话为主。
Then this response from this instruction from the father is one which has Christ as the head of the family.
啊，这个就是在行神的道。
That is, he is practicing the words of God.
所以我们在家庭生活要以神的道为主。
Therefore, when we have our lives in our family, we have to have Christ as our head.
那这个神的道包括哈，我们做子女要在主里听从父母。
This words of God includes instructing the children that they should obey the parents in Christ.
所谓在主里，就是父母讲啊，合于神的话哦，要听。
That is, if the parental instruction is according to Christ.Then you should obey.
因为神给父母有一个权柄，这个权柄就是教养，在主里教养子女。
Because God has given the parents the authority to teach you, to bring you up.
所以这个做子女的哦，不能够反抗父母，用神的话来教导我们。
That is, the children should never rebel against the parents when they are speaking the words of God.
所以这个就是神的道。
This is the words of God.
特别要在家里要行神的道。
That it ought to be practiced at the home.
啊，第二点哈。
Secondly.
啊，这个行神的道还有哈，还有一些。
There are other things regarding practicing the words of God.
我们先看第二点哈，充满神的爱，这个家庭里面要被神的爱充满。
Our family must be filled by the love of God.
啊，你看约翰一书第四章。
We'll refer to 1 John, chapter 4.
啊，十九节
，19，
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。这个地方说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Here says we love because God loved us first.
就是我们先能够体会神的爱，我们才能够彼此相爱。
That we can mutually love each other only after we experience what love is from God.
所以这个家庭里面，除了父母、兄弟姐妹这种骨肉亲情爱之外，还有一个就是神的爱。
That is, of all the love that exists in a family, that is between siblings or between parents and children, there should be another love, that is the love of God.
所以哦，家庭啊，不一定都讲理呀。
Therefore, a family is not always reasonable.
他还讲爱。
There ought to be love.
如果一个家庭全部都讲理，那家庭就是法院。
If a family only goes by reason and logic, then that's a court, not a family.
啊，有时候我回家以后，常常要当法官。
Often I have to go home and be the judge.
这个三个孩子有时候吵架。
My three children, they fight.
啊，抢东西啊。
They fight for things.
那你如果就要讲理，就要问啊。那你从那就要问啊，你要做法官要调查。
If you want to appeal to reason, then you have to investigate what the facts are.
但是家庭不一定是这样啊。
But family does not need to be like that.
啊，大的要让小的。
The older should give way to the younger.
那小的要尊敬大的。
The younger should respect the older.
就结束了。
Then that's the end of that.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
啊，所以就不需要再问啊，过去怎样，过去怎样。
Therefore, don't need to go through the historical facts.
所以这个我们要以基督的爱啊，充满了一个家庭。
That is, we should have the love of God permeating through our family.
那因为家庭有爱啊，所以人就我们就在家庭里面就可以毫无保留的显露自己。
That because the love of God is in our family, that we can openly expose ourselves to other members of the family.
我们人在外面多少都带有面具的。
That no matter how much or how less outside, we always have a mask.
哦，把好的显现，把坏的隐藏。
That will hide our shortcomings and present what's better.
因为我们怕别人不能接受我们。
Because we fear others won't accept as well.
或我们怕别人知道我们的缺点之后会贬低我们。
Or we feel they'll look down upon us after they know where we're lacking.
所以人在外面多少都是有一点隐藏。
Therefore, for more or less, we will have some things hidden when we go outside.
但是家庭如果有爱,
but if a family has love,
我们就容易本性都显露,
then we would show our true colors.
那这个家庭就会很融洽。
Then this family can relate to one another.
第三个,
thirdly,
行神的旨意,
following the will of God.
这个神的国, 这就是神的国跟神的义。
That is following the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God.
我知道有一个, 有一个, 有一个姐妹要嫁给一个传道。
I know one sister that was to marry a preacher.
她的父亲说我不敢阻挡。
Her father said, I don't dare to stop her.
但是我也不能够鼓励。
Nor can I encourage her.
那后来听说她订婚以前呢，那个她的女儿就生病了，吐了，上吐下泻。
I heard that just before they were to be engaged, the daughter fell sick, she vomited.
那她的爸爸就要求说暂停啊。
And her father asked a postponement of the engagement.
全家祷告。
And the whole family prayed.
说不定这是神的阻挡。
Perhaps this is a hindrance from God.
也可能是魔鬼的工作。
Could be Satan at work.
也可能跟两个都没有关系，因为吃的不洁净的东西。
Perhaps it's neither. Perhaps she just ate something bad.
所以要全家祷告，要明白神的意思。
But the whole family prayed just to know what God's will is.
后来他们结婚了。
At the end, they got married.
所以这个家庭就是行神的旨意。
And this family is, from their action, they're doing God's will.
他爸爸没有说你一定要嫁这个，你不能嫁那个。
The father didn't say you can't marry this one nor that one.
我们一起来祷告。
Rather, he said, let's all pray.
看神怎么带领。
And we'll ask God to guide us.
那这个家庭真的是以基督为主。
And this family is one with head as Christ.
那如果是神的旨意。
If it's God's will, then.
很多的困难会渐渐排除。
Many troubles will then diminish by themselves.
如果不是神的旨意。
If it's not the will of God.
刚开始很顺利，到最后你会发现好像越来越没有味道。
Even if it's very smooth in the beginning, things will lose its flavor at the end.
所以这个成家家庭生活要遵循神的旨意。
Therefore, when we do about our family business, we have to follow the will of God.
我们在台湾有一个传道。
There's a preacher in Taiwan.
很有信心
He's a very high. He has high faith.
他出来当传道他说：“谁跟我介绍第一个，我就跟他讲 yes。”
He said, after I become preacher, whoever introduced me to a sister, first one, I'll say yes.
他就祷告。
So he prayed.
那我们想，不是很大的冒险吗？
We looked at that as high risk.
他真的有在尊重神。
But he truly respected God's will.
真的有一个人来跟他介绍。
And truly, there was someone introduced to him.
他就说 yes.
Then he said yes.
那别人说，但这对一定成了。
Everybody would say this couple must be heavily matched.
但是后来就发生一些事情，就是没有成。
But later, what happened was there was not a good match.
那以后就遇到真的神所配合的。
Later, then he met what God had matched him.
所以只要存心要遵循神的旨意。
Therefore, we have to have a very sincere heart to follow the will of God.
你就可以看到神的带领。
Then shall you see the guidance of God.
但是罗马书第二章里面说。
However, Romans chapter 2 tells us
说你要心意更新而变化
that you have to renew yourself,
就能够查明
renew your mind,
就能查明什么是神的旨意
in order to see what God's will is.
为什么神的旨意看不清楚
Why is it that sometimes the will of God is not that clear?
因为我们的心没有更新
Because our heart has not transformed to one anew.
因为你的心里先有一个条件出来
Because your heart will produce a condition for you.
我所要的是一二三四五点
That I have so many conditions that I must be filled for ideality.
那这个有一些条件并不是神的旨意。
However, some of your conditions may not be God's will.
那这个心没有换，没有变化。
And your heart has not made any transformation.
所以你怎么看都看不出神的旨意。
So no matter how you see it, you don't see God's will.
那如果这个心先变化
，However, if your heart transforms itself first,
用神的道理更新
，using God's words to change,
除掉一些属世的条件。
So that you naturally eliminate some of those worldly conditions.
你可以看到很清楚神在带领。
Then very clearly you see God will guide you.
所以家庭要行神的旨意。
Therefore the family should follow the will of God.
这个包括我们搬家了。
Including when we relocate.
我们在美国有一个家庭。
In the United States we have a family.
他本来住在离开教会很远的地方。
They used to live quite far away from church.
他的孩子都没有办法受宗教教育。
that the children lacked art, religious education.
啊, 他有很好的工作,
and the father had a good career.
后来这个先生决定, 要辞掉, 搬到离开教会的地方, 靠近教会的地方。
Later, the father decided that they will relocate to a place near church.
他在见证,
he testified.
他妻子, 儿女先搭飞机,
he said his wife and children first went to this new city.
他在自己那个房子住最后一晚,
and he stayed at the old house for the last night.
他开车要出去的时候,
before he set out in his car, he felt like Abraham going away.
不晓得要去哪里,
he had no idea where he's going, because he has yet to find another job
there.
He has already resigned from the old one just to draw near to God. This is very correct way of being the head of the family. Use faith to guide the family. Later he found a very good job, and the family was very fulfilled.
所以这个基督化的家庭哦, 要以神为主。
Therefore Christ-like family must have the head as Christ.
第四个要荣耀神。
Fourth is to glorify God.
我们要常常问一个问题,
often we have to ask ourselves,
我们的家庭能荣耀神吗?
Can our family glorify God?
这个是神要我们建设家庭的一个 一个重要的目的,
for this is one of the reasons why God wants us to establish a family.
如果我们家庭吵吵闹闹呢,
if our family is always in strife and quarrel,
父母跟子女合不来,
the parents cannot get along with the children,
夫妻合不来,
the spouses fight,
兄弟姐妹合不来,
the siblings fight,
我们这个家庭能够荣耀神吗?
Then how can that family glorify God?
所以基督化的家庭就是要能够荣耀神的家庭。
Therefore a Christ-like family is one which glorifies God.
约翰福音第二章在讲耶稣参加这个婚宴,
John chapter 2 records when Jesus was at a wedding feast.
二章十一节,
John 2:11.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹, 是在加利利的迦拿行的, 显出他的荣耀来, 他的门徒就信他。 这个地方讲说, 耶稣行头一件神迹,
here records that this is the first miracle performed by Jesus. It was performed in a household. That is, from he changed water to wine. And that the wine that was changed from water was the better than the old wine.
所以因为这个神迹啊, 神得到荣耀,
because of this miracle, God was glorified. Many came to believe in him. After we believed in Christ,
我们的家庭应该比还没有信主以前啊更喜乐,
our family should be in a more overjoyed state than as before,
更平安,
more peaceful,
有更大的满足,
more content.
那别人来到我们家庭,
so that when other people visit us,
觉得说, 诶, 你们信耶稣跟以前不一样,
that they can feel the changes that you have gone through after you believed in Christ.
那么那个时候就是耶稣显重要的时候,
that is the point where you give glory to God.
那如果家庭信主没有改变,
if a family after believing in Christ has not undergone any changes,
你以前啊, 还没有信主以前打麻将,
before you used to play mahjong,
那现在信主以后几个朋友招来打麻将,
after you believe in Christ and you still have your mahjong friends,
那礼拜六守完安息日就会叫了一桌,
that after Sabbath you would go right to it,
那打到礼拜一天亮上班,
you play till Monday morning,
那打到这个手都脱水了,
you play till your hands dehydrate.
这个是一个信徒告诉我的,
this is actually what a member told me.
他说打麻将打到不眠不休啊, 手都会脱水,
he said you play mahjong and you stay up all days and night, you would feel dehydrated.
那你每一次都打赢,
and every time you will win,
那你的朋友会信主吗?
Would your friends then come to believe in Christ?
你信耶稣以后这个麻将技术进步很多,
after believing in Christ you become a better player?
这个没有办法引导他们来信主,
there's no way you could attract them to Christ this way.
那这里说他的门徒就信他,
but here it says that his disciples believed in him after this miracle.
我们这个高登路教会有一个李弟兄啊,
there's a brother Lee in Garden Grove Church.
他本来也在旧金山这边读书,
he used to study in San Francisco area.
他在见证,
he testified,
他到他一个朋友的家里面,
he went to a friend of his,
他觉得他有很多的朋友,
He felt that he had many friends.
但是他到这个我们教会信徒这个朋友家里，感觉到气氛不一样。
But when he came to this friend who is a True Jesus Church member, he felt a little different.
所以家里面非常的平安。
He felt a peace within this friend's house.
都是留学生啊，生活不一定很富裕。
That they were.He was moved by it.
以后他就来信主了。
Later, he came to believe in Christ.
所以有时候我们看了家庭的荣耀不是从外在的装饰来的。
So often we see that glory as caused by a family is not from external appearance.
我家铺意大利的大理石。
That I have Italian marble driveway.
什么出来的这个绵羊的这个什么地盘那个这个什么地毯。
I have a...genuine carpet
啊，什么样的这个窗帘
whatever type of the highest quality drapes
这一些都没有办法引人信耶稣的
all these will not bring anyone to Christ
只会刺激人竞争的欲望
they can only cause jealousy and envy
真正会吸引人的
what truly will attract people
是这个基督化家庭里面那个生活
that is the Christ-like spirit within your family
那个能够真正荣耀神
that would truly give glory to God
所以这个基督化家庭以基督为主
Therefore, a Christ-like family must have Christ as the head.
行神的道
as practice His word.
充满神的爱
filled by His love.
追求神的旨意
and to follow the will of God.
荣耀神
and to glorify God.
那这个基督化的家庭有三个特点
Now, there are three salient features of this Christ-like family.
因为他就是基督为主，所以他就是这个家庭就是神的国
Because He has put Christ as the head of the family, then He represents the kingdom of God.
请看罗马书十四章。
Please refer to Romans 14.
十七节。
Romans 14:17.
罗马书十四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 14:17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。这个地方说神的国啊，不是要遵守这个摩西在律法那些吃喝的规矩得来的。
Here it talks about the kingdom of God is not one which follows the Mosaic ordinances of eating and drinking.
神的国在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
Rather, it belongs to righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit.
那这个吃喝就是指的物质啊。
Here, eating, drinking is talking about material.
所以神的国不是用物质来追求的。
That is, you don't pursue kingdom of God through materials.
神的国在乎公义、和平，圣灵中的喜乐。
Rather, the kingdom of God is within righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以一个基督化的家庭最少有三个特点。
Therefore, there are at least three features to the Christ-like family.
第一点
First,
这个家庭是公义的。
That this family would have righteousness.
所谓公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness meaning unblemished, no sin.
这个家庭很圣洁。
That it is holy.
因为很圣洁没有罪，所以就会感觉到有神的同在。
Because it's holy without sin, that's why you can feel the presence of God.
我们到非洲去，有一次在赖比瑞亚。
One time when we went to Africa in Liberia.
到一个信徒家去。
We went to a member's home.
我看他客厅挂那个照片很难看。
I saw a very ugly photo in his living room.
那个信徒还觉得不会羞耻，他说每一个人看了都会脸红。
That people.Had a negative reaction to that photo.
后来我们就请他说，你要把它拿掉。
Later, we asked him to remove the photo.
所以这个要在神的家里面呢，家庭要义，要无罪，要我们要努力追求吧。
That we should pursue after righteousness for our family.
你家挂的图片。
If we have any paintings, in our family, in our home.
你家看那个录影带。
Or whatever videos you may see at home.
你订的杂志。
Or the magazine you subscribe to,
家人在一起谈话的内容
or the content of your conversation at home,
我们的行为
our conduct at home,
都要合神的道理
all these must go according to what God has said.
这个家就是圣洁的
then this home becomes a holy one.
因为家庭常常是我们私生活的地方。
Because family is where we spend most of our time.
那很多人啊，在教会是一种人。
Many people are one type at church.
回到家门关起来，另外一种人。
After they go home, close the door, they change back to the usual.
那个叫私生活，叫教会管不着。
This is a living two lives. The church can't really do too much for you.
第一个就是公义。
So first, we have to pursue righteousness.
那第二个就是和睦，和平。
Second is peace.
这个和平从哪里来？和平跟公义有关系。
Peace is related to righteousness.
如果我们圣洁，
if we're holy,
有神的同在，
God is with us.
这个家庭就很平静。
Then this house will be very peaceful.
家庭如果没有公，如果有罪。
If this house has sin in it,
我们心良心不安，
and our conscience is not at peace,
家庭有冲突，
and we have conflicts in our church,
这个家庭没有
in our home,
没有和睦，没有和平，
then harmony will not be in that home.
所以有的人一下班就想要回家。
Some people after work they want to go home first.
但是有的人
but some people
想回家又有点怕，
that they fear going home,
因为里面没有平安，
because there's not peace there.
所以这个平安是一个很重要的特性。
Therefore, peace is a very important virtue.
那这个平安也包括我们在遇到很大的困难当中你会觉得说家庭提供你给你一个躲藏的地方。
Peace at home also has to do when you meet up with trouble outside that you feel your home is like a refuge.
一个安慰的地方。
It is a place of comfort.
有一个弟兄告诉我
，A brother once told me，
他说他来美国
，After he came to the United States，
在外面做事情挫折感很多
，That he felt frustrated working abroad，
言语不太通
，Language problems，
那有时候又种族歧视
，Discrimination，
有时候生意又做不好
，Or just not smooth in his business，
但是每一次回到家里面
，But every time he returns home，
他太太就很用很温柔的态度接待他，安慰他
，His wife would comfort him and very warmly receive him.
所以他觉得每一次回到家都从那里重新得到力量。
So he feels his strength is revived every time he goes home.
家庭很平安，很温暖，蛮有安慰。
That his family is very peaceful, very warm, and very comforting.
但是有时候我们也偶尔会听到。
But sometimes we hear of
这个丈夫上班回来
，that the husband returns home.
满肚子委屈。
And he has a lot of things he wants to spill out.
进到家门，
as soon as he gets home,
这个太太也满肚子委屈。
The wife also has a lot to spill out.
因为今天跟孩子弄了一天了。
Because she has struggled with her children all day.
孩子都不听。
And the children are disobedient.
结果太丈夫一进门。
So once they meet,
太太就开始就是发泄了。
The wife started her release.
那丈夫也一肚子气。
And the husband himself has a whole day worth of anger.
结果就冲突了。
Then you have much conflict.
家庭就没有和睦。
Then there's no harmony in that home.
所以这个基督化的家庭和睦和平很重要。
Therefore, a Christ-like family has peace.
有和平才有安息。
Only with peace shall you have rest.
你如果跟人有冲突，你晚上没有办法睡觉。
If you have any conflict with any human beings, you cannot sleep well at night.
所以家庭要安详，你才能在家庭得到安息。
That the family must be harmonious in order to gain peace.
那有了安息才能重新得到力量。
Only with peace shall you be revived in strength.
你有没有看过那个上班的来第二天的脸色苍白，有没有？
Have you seen people go to work the second day, they're a little pale?
昨天晚上没有得到安息。
Because last night they were not peace.
为什么没有安息？
Why not?
因为没有和睦。
Because there was disharmony.
没有平安。
There was no peace.
所以家庭应该是平安的。
That's why family has to be at peace.
那教会也是这样啊。
Same as the church.
教会如果和睦，
if a church is in harmony,
教会很高兴。
You come to church very happily.
大家一到安息日很想来教会。
Everybody awaits for Sabbath to come.
那教会如果发生事情，
now if the church has any problems,
大家来了就没有那个平安的感觉。
Then people come with a insecure feeling.
那第三个就是喜乐。
Third is joy.
这个也是一种神的国度的特性。
This is another important feature of the kingdom of God.
那罗马书14章是说圣灵中的喜乐。
Romans 14 talks about the joy in the Holy Spirit.
是从神来的喜乐。
That is from God.
所以我们的基督化家庭有从神来的喜乐。
Therefore, a Christ-like family has its joy coming from God.
这个是生命的泉源的涌出来的喜乐。
This is a joy coming out from the life fountain of life.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
我用我的用很多话告诉你们。我跟你讲很多的事情。
I share my things with you.
请看啊，四五章，约翰福音四五章。
Please look at John 15.
十一节。
John 15 verse 11.
好，这些事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。耶稣说，要叫我的喜乐存在你心里。
Jesus said, "My joy must be within you."
并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be complete.
这个家庭应该是充满着喜乐。
So that's what type of joy our family should be filled with.
比如说父母、兄弟姐妹啊啊，子女大家在一起啊，在一起这个啊，讲一些生活的事情，在一起聊天，非常的快乐。
Sometimes it's a very fulfilled, very content conversation between the whole family.
好，所以这个是家庭的特性。
This is a feature of the family.
所以家庭应该常常充满笑声。
Therefore, the family should be full of laughter.
哦，这个就是喜乐的一个特性。
That is coming from joy.
哦，好，那怎么样达到基督化的家庭
？How do we reach this goal of having a Christ-like family?
第三点
，the third point，
要重视宗教教育。
That is to put emphasis on religious education.
哦，我们。这个教会的有时候父母会有一个比较不正确的观念。
There are some parents in our church who have a little distorted view.
如果我的子女信仰不好
，If my children's faith is not good，
现在都讲啊，就是那个宗教教员不会教。
It must be the RE teacher that is not doing a good job.
啊，就是把我们父母子女信仰不好，全部都归在教会。
That is, they blame the church for their children's faith.
这样不太公平的。
This is not too fair.
因为圣经的教训也不是这样讲。
Because Bible doesn't teach us this way.
一天有二十四小时，一个礼拜有七天呢。
There are 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week.
我们的子女到底来教会多久
？How much time does our children spend in church?
早上，礼拜六早上十点到。
10 in the morning Saturday.
如果下午三点走。
If they leave 3 p.m. Saturday.
五个小时。
5 hours.
其他的时间呢
？Other times.
都不在教会。
They're not in church.
大部分都在家庭。
They're mostly at home.
或是他的学校。
Or at school.
所以影响我们子女最深的不是教会。
So the most influential thing is not church.
是我们家庭。
It's home.
所以栽培我们子女信仰的是家庭，不是教会。
So to develop the faith of our children is not church, it's home.
这个教会是一种弥补了，我们家庭做不到的再补上去，给他更圆满。
Church is a supplement to family religious education.
请看《生命记》第六章。
Please look at Deuteronomy 6.
第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。第五节。
5.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。第六节。
6.
我今日所吩咐你的话，你都要记在心上。第七节。
7.
要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。第八节。
8.
要系在你的手上为记号，戴在你的额头为经文。第九节。
9.
要写在你的房屋门框上，并你的城门上。这里讲，说以色列、啊，你要听。
Here says, "Hear, O Israel."
第五节就谈到我们跟神的关系。
Verse 5 talks about our relationship with God.
特别指父母跟神的关系。
That is the parents.Relationship with God.
说你，这里特别谈到你。
Here, it's directed towards the parents.
那第七节说你的儿女。
Verse 7 is talking to the children.
所以这个第五节说要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽力爱神。
Here talks about love your God with all your heart, soul, and strength.
就是做父母的要有爱神的生活榜样。
That is, the parents should have the example of all these loving God features.
那第六节
Verse 6.
做父母要把神话丰富存在心里面。
And that being the parents, you ought to have the words of God very fulfilled in your heart.
这个是要建立基督化家庭父母要准备的。
That is, this is part of your preparation in establishing this Christ-like family.
他要过一个爱神的生活。
That you have to live a God-loving life.
他要充满着神的话语。
That your life should be full of God's words.
那第六节
6.
说你要吩咐，你要啊！第七节要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And verse 7 says, in turn, then you have to impress them on your children.
那要多多谈论。
Let talk with your children.
所以要常常跟子女谈信仰。
That often we have to talk about faith with our children.
那这个谈信仰有两种。
There are two types of conversations about faith.
一种是正式的。
One is
formal. 就是家庭祭坛。
That is talking about
family altar. 就在家庭里面建设一个敬拜神的地方。
That is having a family as the, having an altar in your family.
就是常常在自己家庭举行家庭聚会。
That is, you have family services in your own home.
不是别人，就自己家庭家庭。
Not many families, just your family.
父母子女轮流领会。
And the parent or the child, they would take turns leading the service.
把神带到家庭里面。
Basically, is bring God into your family.
那另外一个是非正式的。
The, a less informal one.
就是在吃饭的时候。
That is during, say, supper.
这个父母可以带领跟子女讲一些信仰的事情啊，分享一些信仰的经验心得。
The parents can converse in more spiritual things, talk about new revelations they have.
因为根据人统计哦，吃饭的时候人的防卫心呢最小。
From statistics, people tend to reject less when they're eating.
所以吃饭的时候你要讲话最好讲。
So it's the best time when you want people to accept talk during eating.
只要你讲比较柔和，他饭一直吃一直点头。
As long as you speak kindly, then he would agree as he eats.
所以啊。这个父母跟子女要多多在一起吃饭。
So the parents and their children should eat more often together.
所以有时候这个家庭哦，没有在一起吃饭。
Sometimes when the family does not eat together,
先到了先吃。
Whoever comes in first eats first.
这实际上是一个很好的机会。
They lose this golden opportunity.
饭菜煮好。
That the dinner is prepared.
全家坐好。
Everyone has sat down.
轮流 say grace. 轮流祷告。
Then you take turns, give.Say grace to God.
不要用灵言，用悟性。
You don't pray in the tongue. You pray in understanding.
然后大家轮流向神感谢。
And people take turns around the table giving thanks to God.
然后不要说哦，边吃边煮。
And don't prepare the meal while you're eating.
都煮好放在桌上。
That is, have everything prepared.
然后全家一起吃饭，一起谈话。
Then everyone can sit down together. Everyone can converse.
很宝贵的时光啊。
This is very precious time.
所以吃饭的时候电视要关起来。
Therefore, when you eat, the television set should be off.
有时候有的家庭哦，全家吃饭，电视开着，整个五六个人都盯在那个电视上面。
Often people eat with the television on. Everybody's eating and everybody's watching.
那丧失了很好交通的机会。
Again, they lose this precious time in their lives of communicating with each other.
所以父母要常常跟子女啊兄弟姐妹互相交通。
Therefore, the parents and their children and between siblings, they should have a lot of communication.
有正式的场合，有非正式的场合。
There are informal situations and informal ones.
正式是家庭的家庭聚会。
Now formally, they should have some family gathering.
非正式的，好像说吃饭的时候。
Informally, for example, at dinner.
那如果啊，我们安排得到，有时候应该全家一起去 retreat.
And if we can arrange it, we should have a family retreat.
就是全家开车一天两天，到哪一个地方去
？That they go on a family vacation.
住在一个地方，或者在家庭，在这个车上大家可以谈话。
That in the car or wherever they go and stay temporarily, they can converse with each other.
所以家庭是温暖的地方。
That is the family is a place of warmth.
希望我们将来每一个人的家庭都基督化的家庭。
We hope that every family that we establish in the future will be that family.
那个基督化的家庭是夫妻。
A Christ-like family is on the couple.
这中心是夫妻。
The center is the father and mother.
求主祝福诸位，大家都能够找到很好的配偶。
Therefore, we hope God guide us so that we can find a very good match.
如果你们家庭生活很圆满，
if your family is, if you live a very fulfilled family life now,
你们一定会感觉到，哎呀，太晚结婚了。
Then you feel I don't want to marry too late.
不是，你会觉得说结婚的太晚了，早知道要早一点结婚了。这个就是幸福家庭的特性。
These are the features of a blessed family.